that beautiful solo. They just gave us something beautiful. So let what they say. Thank you. Well, let's try that again. Thank you. Hey, that's the way it goes. Somebody says thank you, and the person says back, you're welcome. But sometimes it goes the other way around, you know? In fact, it usually does. I mean, in this case, the choir made us welcome to this beautiful music, and then afterwards we thanked them, right? We were already welcome. And then, you know, you go way back, like Handel made us all welcome to that music long ago. Handel, except when we don't, because we forget. There is a song about this in the movie Moana. Anybody here see Moana? This is a tougher crowd than the first service that way. But I see we have some people who have not lost their love of animation, like myself. I drag my child to every Pixar movie, for example. So you can help me tell the story a little bit. So the story of Moana is that she lives, tell me somebody who saw the movie. You know where she lives? Okay, this is the second person who actually knew the name of the island. I was just going to say, like, Polynesia, she lives in South Island. Okay. And she's the daughter of the chief. She will be the next chief of her people, but things are not going so well for the people. When the fisher folk go out, they're not catching a lot of fish. And the people raising crops on the island, the crops are failing. And the reason seems to be that the mother island, Te Fiti, who gives everything life, is not doing that very much anymore because somebody stole her heart. The god Maui, the demigod Maui, stole the heart of Te Fiti, and so she can't give life anymore. Now, if you only know the word Maui from the island Hawaii, there is a connection. The island of Maui was named after somebody who was named after the god. So this is a god whose stories are told many times, a demigod, kind of like the Greek equivalent might be Hercules, who does all these amazing things in Polynesian culture. So Moana, brave soul that she is, sets out to find Maui and make him give back Te Fiti's heart. When she meets him, he tells her some things about himself that maybe she didn't know, or has forgotten, or they've just gotten buried under her anger at him and all the destruction that he's causing to her people. He brought land up out of the sea with his magic fish hook and made places for people to live. He held up the sky. He lassoed the sun so that the day would be long. And he harnessed the breeze so that fisher folk and voyagers could sail. He stole fire from the god Kanaloa under the earth so that people would have a way to keep warm at night and cook their food, of course. He even created coconuts. So, I mean, imagine these islands before coconuts. Before Maui, there were no coconuts. Now, Moana doesn't mean to say thank you for all this. She's pretty angry at him and focused on her task. But by mistake, she does. And he says, you're welcome. And he tells her about all these things in a song called You're Welcome. What can I say except you're welcome? For the tides, the sun, the sky. Hey, it's okay, you're welcome. And he sings all the things that he did. You're welcome for the wonderful world you know. So many are given to us without our having to ask. We are welcome to them. We're welcome to this world that was created by powers far beyond and before us. And since the earth and the people who take care of us for us and all the other beings of this life, on all of these creatures and things say, in effect, you're welcome. You're welcome. Have these things. Now we're catching up and saying, thank you. You know, the way when you nudge a kid, you're welcome, thank you, right? So we're being nudged here at Thanksgiving time. How can we say thank you to the earth and the powers of Earth for freely giving us everything that they give? Okay, some ideas. What can we do to say thank you to the Earth? The Earth doesn't care about words or cards, right?
Care for it.
We shout it out.
To walk more lightly.
Walk more lightly, right? Don't use up so much of the stuff. We're given all this stuff, but try to use less, right? Walk with care. Don't take, right? What else could we do for the Earth?
To not throw away things if we can repair them.
So I heard two things that are quite related: clean up after ourselves and don't throw away things that we could repair. Yeah.
Individually reduce our carbon footprint.
Reduce our carbon footprint individually, and then, you know, in our collectives, like in this congregation, we try to do, right? Or in our state or in the country.
Plant trees.
Plant trees. Fabulous things. Grow food. I know, right? We take trees. We need resources, so let's put them back as much as we can. Those are great. I know this congregation does that with great energy and intention. And then how about the people? Because there's so many people who freely gave us, starting with our lives, gave us things that we need to live. So what are some ways we can say thank you to people?
Invite them to dinner.
Invite them to dinner. Hey, this is a good week for that. I hear a good cook saying that over there. What else? What else do you do to say thank you to people?
Share.
Thank you so much. Share what you have.
Send a card.
Send a card. Yeah, unlike the earth, people do appreciate actually hearing the word thank you. So tell them thank you.
Flowers.
Nice. And something important I was taught about how to say thank you to people is pay it forward. So do it for someone else. You know, I gave freely to you, give freely to someone else. So when we gather on Thursday at our Thanksgiving tables, let's take a moment before we stuff our turkey legs in our boxes. I mean, so mixed up. What are we supposed to do? Okay. Before we even put money in that box, to consider all the ways that we have been made welcome. Maybe by people or beings who could never say those words, but with all that they do, they say, you are welcome. All the ways we have been welcomed to this planet, this Blue Boat home, and to this community, including the community of this church. We can even say out loud the things that have been given to us. And then we can give thanks for them. You're welcome. Thank you. And now with gratitude in our hearts, we give and receive the offering that supports the work of this congregation. Most of the people here are the members of the congregation. Many people who are not members pledge to the congregation, and we give through sustaining pledges all through the year. But when we gather here, to remember that connection between everything that happens here and what is able to flow out of our lives, out of the wealth that comes our way. And to feel that gratitude. We are grateful for the work that this congregation does in the world, and we are grateful to each other because we are the ones who make it happen. So please, give generously. If you missed a chance to give to our justice partner, American Muslim Voice, you can do that out on the patio at the Action Council.